Lesson B. Building Vocabulary. A. Meaning from Context. Page 94.
I'm talking with Maxine Felton, a butterfly expert. For more than 20 years, she has dedicated herself to the study of butterflies. What kinds of butterflies do you study, Maxine?
I study the monarch butterfly. It is an orange, black, and white butterfly that's approximately 10 centimeters across.
What is special about the monarch butterfly?
Well, it is the only butterfly that migrates north to south with the seasons, the same way that many birds do.
How interesting. And how do you follow the monarch butterfly migration?
Well, I glue little numbered labels on their wings. The labels help me follow their migration patterns. The labels are small, so they don't interfere with flying. Nighttime is the best time to glue on the labels because monarchs stay on the ground at night. Their flying is restricted to the daylight hours.
And where do the monarchs go in the winter?
Many go to the Mexican Monarch Butterfly Reserve. When the butterflies arrive there, they cover the trees in overwhelming numbers.
That must be a beautiful sight. It sounds like there are plenty of monarchs.
Well, actually, there are fewer than there once were. There are various threats to monarchs. For example, in the butterfly reserve, some illegal logging still takes place. In many places, plants such as corn and wheat have displaced many of the milkweed plants that monarchs need for food.
I see. Is there any good news for monarch butterflies?
Yes, there is. Many new conservation agencies and areas have been established to protect monarchs. Recently, the World Wildlife Fund, the Mexican government, and Mexican billionaire Carlos Slim invested $100 million in a fund to protect wildlife in Mexico. Part of the money will help to ensure the continued protection of monarch butterflies in Mexico.